Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is an undeniable fact that countries who out-educate us today are going to out-compete us tomorrow. But today, students are sliding against their peers around the globe. Today, our kids trail too many other countries in math, in science, in reading. And that's true, by the way, not just in inner-city schools, not just among poor kids, even among what are considered are better off suburban schools.
There's President Obama talking about one more thing that he's going to campaign on, and that's one of the things that we campaign on here. When we were back on Monday, a review of the weekend speeches that are made by politicians, many of them on the Sunday morning chat shows. So this is a really big shoe, in a manner of speaking. I say that laughingly. The president and the No Child Left Behind Act, which has been a failure. Pretty much everything the government has done in a centralized fashion from Washington has been a failure, has it not? Here's the challenge. What thing that the federal government has done, maybe fixing roads, you might find a few things, but these big ticket items that cost billions and billions of dollars, which one has worked? Whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, please help us hear from you at 800-510-8255. What big, massive government program really in longevity has worked? That's the question. That's the challenge. As we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. The president and the educational system, keep in mind that if not the largest supporter, one of the two or three main unions that has given Obama the kind of support, and generally speaking, Democrats, Bill Clinton, same thing, the lawyers, the teachers, that sort of thing. There is an example that I'm going to bring to you. Somebody this weekend told me the story of what was going on in their school district, and the school district was somewhere down south, if I remember correctly. The people in the community have gotten up in arms. And this is the way you work on these things. Here is the continuation of the discussion from the president about No Child Left Behind.
Today, as many as a quarter of our students aren't finishing high school. We have fallen to 16th in the proportion of young people with a college degree, even though we know that 60% of new jobs in the coming decade will require more than a high school diploma.
While the goals behind No Child Left Behind were admirable, experience has taught us that the law has some serious flaws that are hurting our children instead of helping them. Teachers are being forced to teach to the test, while subjects like history and science are being squeezed out. And in order to avoid having their schools labeled as failures, some states lowered their standards in a race to the bottom. These problems have been obvious to parents and educators all over this country for years. But for years, Congress has failed to fix them. So now, I will. Our kids only get one shot at a decent education, and they can't afford to wait any longer. So yesterday, I announced that we'll be giving states more flexibility to meet high standards for teaching and learning. It's time for us to let states and schools and teachers come up with innovative ways to give our children the skills they need to compete for the jobs of the future.
All right. So it sounds good. It's always great to get parents involved in the discussion. The specific circumstance I was explaining to you, district not important, the philosophy there is. As of the beginning of the school year this year, the grading of students in this particular system has been changed from 60 is pass, 95 is pretty good, or A, B, C, D, and F, to a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plan. And the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plan is supposedly modeling. You know, 5, that means you're doing pretty well, 4, et cetera, et cetera. But the teachers, when they assign work to the students, do not grade the work. What has happened is in this circumstance, in this community, the administration, the school board has given in, has caved to the unions who are trying to make less work for their members, and therefore the teachers don't have to do any grading of homework. They never even see the homework. Children are expected to do the homework, and if they know what's going on in class, then they get a certain number of credits for that, and if they do well on tests, they get a certain number of credits for that. But their overall performance is not really graded because the teachers, whether they want to, whatever the reason for them opting out of doing homework, reviewing what the students do, or discussing it, and just in general, we know what the philosophy is. I was a teacher for 4 years. I belonged to the union. I made a lot of noise then. I was much younger, and therefore I was elected to be the building representative to the union and learned a lot about how it worked. I belonged to a lot of unions in my life. I'm not a big fan of how they function because I'm not a big fan of centralized anything. I think you make your best decisions. The whole idea of having school boards and that sort of thing, and in this community where they've changed the grading system, the town is in an uproar, and they're going to the school board meeting, I believe it's this week, and you can be sure if hundreds of parents show up, the school board will listen, and if they don't, then they ought to be recalled. So this is much as usual, much more complex. The situation of what's going on in the schools, though, in the sense that we are frustrated because we're falling so far behind in comparison to what's going on in the rest of the world. And you see it all the time, whether it's in public schools, private schools. You see it in post-secondary education, private colleges. The reformation needs to, maybe it's part of the overall reformation this country needs. The president spends a bit more time talking about this and asking for parental involvement.
We all know that schools can't do it alone. As parents, the task begins at home. It begins by turning off the TV and helping with homework and encouraging a love of learning from the very start of our children's lives. And I'm speaking from experience now. You know, Malia and Sasha would often rather be watching American Idol or SpongeBob, but Michelle and I know that our first job, our first responsibility is instilling a sense of learning, a sense of a love of learning in our kids. And so there are no shortcuts there. We have to do that job, and we can't just blame teachers and schools if we're not instilling that commitment, that dedication to learning in our kids.
All right. So what's your read on this? More politics? Is it big talk? Is it something meaningful? What is the story in terms of your children? Are you pleased with the discussion that goes on in school day in and day out with your children on whether it's issues, whether it's learning fundamentals? Are you pleased with what your children know as compared to what you knew at whatever stage they are? I think that's a good part of this debate as well. And because one of the great things, and the president becomes a catalyst, or any public figure becomes a catalyst for something like this, the world of talk radio, news talk, issue-oriented radio, can take any number of directions. And so if I were doing this for a 2 or 3 hour period on a conversation program, I'd be wanting to know what you think about your child's education. 800-510-8255. We deal a little bit more with this in just a matter of moments here on The Countdown.
High levels of vitamin C are bad for you.
Ginkgo doesn't help.
Is good for memory.
Salt is detrimental.
Beneficial to your health.
Confused by all the nutritional information out there? Then trust your nutrition to New Pro Nutrients, a new line of three select supplements from the makers of Centrum, the number one selling multivitamin brand. With omega-3, probiotics, and fruit and veggie, Pro Nutrients work with your multivitamin. New Pro Nutrients from Centrum help make nutrition possible. Now at Walmart.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
the greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com. 800.
All right, sir. 800-510-8255. Here is Gabe, who's a student in Washington and a focus, if you're just joining us, on the president's speeches over the weekend about the educational system in our country.
I just wanted to start, you know, with saying that I think that the whole No Child Left Behind is a policy implemented that had, like President Obama said, good intentions, but the problem with it is that it's facilitated students being pushed through a process or kind of manufacturing camp to make them supposedly competitive for the future markets and other educational programs out there. But in so many ways, it's been a downfall to student success, and I think am a product of that as well, because I felt that there was a lack of preparation for me applying to secondary colleges, and I had to essentially go back and start with some fundamental skills, which took me a lot more expensive time before I became proficient.
800-510-8255. Is that because of No Child Left Behind, or is that just because of the system itself, one would ask? Mike in Seattle, your thoughts.
I have three children, and I just want to take a look at, I believe what President Obama is putting forward is the correct thing. We've tried No Child Left Behind, and it's actually just not working. My wife and I, we decided to put our children in private school now, and one actually goes to a charter school. And when you have that choice to take a look at, in some communities, what public schools are offering. And what I mean by that is that if you take a look at if you just talk about a public school, you think of all public schools across America. But when you take a closer look at some of the public schools, what's happening is, to me, that's more of a herding of children into classrooms, teaching to the standards of tests, and really focusing in on, you know, just, you know, raw ways of doing things. There's no more individualism with understanding what that child is looking for, what that child needs individually, which I believe actually creates entrepreneurs, scientists, engineers.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression question is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Or on car insurance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the plan to overhaul No Child Left Behind is where we've started. Your calls and comments at 800-510-8255 as to the system itself and how it's working for you. Do you have children in private school? You're paying taxes, real estate taxes, to support the local school system, and your children are not in the school system? What do you think about that in terms of fairness? Here from NBC, Meet the Press host David Gregory talks with former Department of Education Secretary William Bennett and Donna Shalala, who also was the Education Department Secretary during the Clinton years. She's now president of Miami University. Also, Tavis Smiley, who has a radio program. They all talk about the president's plan.
Bill Bennett, have we succeeded in this country in making education an economic issue rather than just a social issue?
Oh, I think we have. I mean, everyone's so focused on economics now, and you see the connection with education. We know the effect of good teaching and good schools on kids' abilities to get jobs. We know about skill deficits. And we know, very simple, in the most global way, if you have higher education, if you've completed college, the unemployment rate is about 5%. If you finished high school, your unemployment rate is about 9%. If you haven't finished high school, unemployment rate is about 15%. That's it. Those are big numbers and important numbers, but they still tell us.
So President Shalala, where are we with broad sweeping education reform? The president spoke this week. He's ushered in a program called Race to the Top that followed No Child Left Behind in the Bush administration. But we're not there yet.
We're not there yet. We're in fits and starts, and we still fail to recognize that it's not just metrics and testing. It's investment in teachers, in families. The economic dimension is very clear. I was at a dinner party. A mother got up, who's a very distinguished scientist, and said she had to get home and help her daughter with her homework. The two waiters, their faces changed. They were working their second jobs. They couldn't get home to help their kids with homework. That's another economic dimension of education. We know that parental support, community support makes a difference. It's not just the metrics of testing and putting pressure on the schools and on the teachers. This is a big issue.
Tavis Smiley, you have a special report that's out that you've done called Too Important to Fail, about African-American males in the country who are still falling behind in the educational system. Is government the answer? Is a more muscular approach of government, is it actually showing some results?
Before I get to the issue specific to the black boys, let me just say, I don't think this is as complicated as we make it. This is not a skill problem. This is a will problem. Does America have the will to make education a priority? We know the things that work. Why don't we scale up those things that do work? To your earlier point, David, the politics often get in the way, and that's the case specifically with black boys. In some states, not even 50% of black boys finish high high school. You put on top of that a disproportionate use of suspension and expulsion and special education. On top of that, David, you put poverty, long-term poverty and crime and drugs and gangs. It's no wonder that this problem exists. It is a national disgrace. But here's the point. If the numbers that are impacting black boys, that are engulfing them, were the case for white boys in America, it wouldn't just be a national disgrace. There'd be a national emergency. Again, it's not a skill problem. It's a will problem. These boys are disposable and invisible. They don't matter.
I think I agree with Tavis Smiley there on that one. Here's Karen in Jacksonville with her beliefs.
I'm concerned about this test thing with the kids. It's just they don't do nothing but teach to the test, and that's why a lot of kids are failing. They label schools as F schools. The school shouldn't be labeled an F school. It should go by individual student like it used to be. Some of them are transferred as kids out of one school and to another school that's supposed to be an A or a B school. And it's just really awful. I don't think a school should be graded like that. I think it should be graded by each individual student.
800-510-8255. Some more of your calls coming up on the countdown on this plan to overhaul the school system. And then we'll spend some time talking about another potential government shutdown here on the countdown.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Ultimate football fans, rejoice. Score a new TV at Sears. With top brands and our price match guarantee, if you find a better price, challenge the call and we'll match it. Plus, give you 10% of the difference. After further review, awesome.
Come into Sears to get an LG 47-inch 3D HD TV, a 3D Blu-ray player, plus four pairs of 3D glasses, all for just $999.99. Perfect for everyday use with the added excitement of 3D.
It's the ultimate football experience, only at Sears.
See store for price match policy and offer details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends 10-1.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
As always is the number here at Doug@DougStefan.com. Email address for what we're talking about now. Some of the things that we may have talked about recently, but as the program normally is conducted, we have two or three things on a daily basis that have been in the focus. Talk television is often the fodder for conversation on issue-oriented news talk radio, and thus the calls here on the president's speech over the weekend to try to gut the No Child Left Behind program, which has been a disgrace, a joke, a ridiculous waste of money, political, any number of terms you can use to explain how it hasn't worked. And my contention is these big government programs don't work, that the order of things is best served by having the local communities decide what's best. Teaching to tests doesn't work. It obviously is a bitter failure. Again, if you didn't hear Tavis Smiley as part of that conversation on Meet the Press on the weekend, he points out well and correctly that especially young black men are screwed over by the system to a fare thee well. Whether you agree or disagree, the stats prove that he's correct. Bill is a teacher from Montana. You're on the countdown.
I hear a lot from teachers about the effect of the No Child Left Behind, which is mainly that it leaves out really gifted students. The teacher in the classroom, and most classrooms in Montana as elsewhere, are overcrowded. But most teachers in the classroom have to concentrate their attention on the lower echelon of students to bring them up to meet the standards of No Child Left Behind, so their school and classroom aren't branded as deficient. But they have to ignore the gifted students then, who would excel if they were given any attention, which they're not.
Yeah. The problem, Bill, as you know, is that everybody's putting together to be in one big homogenous group instead of encouraging those who could do better to do better. The philosophy behind this is monstrously idiotic. Again, making reference to my statement a few minutes ago, being a teacher, we had five different divisions at each level for the various opportunities presented to students so that they'd all have the same sort of opportunities to excel, but in gradient level to what their capabilities were. So you weren't frustrating people by putting the smart people and those who are challenged in the same room. What does that prove? It doesn't prove anything. Misguided foolishness that continues to be the standard. Roger's listening in Rhode Island with his thoughts on the problems in education.
I'm a retired teacher, and first of all, the president's wrong. 25% of our children in school are not graduating. it's closer to 30 to 45%, and primarily in our inner cities. And it really goes back to the family and homes. They've got to teach them, and there's got to be more authority in schools. Your private and parochial schools demand more of the kids, and they get more. The problem, our public school system has fallen apart. The teachers' unions have really, really neglected the children, but it really stems from proper upbringing, respect. They got to learn respect. They've got to learn how to take care of themselves, carry themselves like young gentlemen, young women, like when I was in school 50 years ago. Those things have all run amok.
There's another teacher, 800-510-8255. Here's Paulito in Michigan, concerned for the system.
I'm concerned here in Michigan in reference to the many layoffs, the $300 million deficit. They have appointed two emergency financial managers, and I'm concerned about the lottery funds as well as the waste, fraud, and abuse and the accountability. I will be sending my kids to preferably private school and or charter or voucher school, and I would like to see the No Child Left Behind Act seriously be enforced in federal court and not left to the states, because the states are utterly ridiculous.
All right. So what do you say to that? 800-510-8255 sort of flies in the face of what we've been talking about, but everybody's got their opinion and everybody's welcome to it, and we encourage the expression there too, or thereof, or therefore. Whichever. We want your calls and thoughts. Ben, a parent from Fort Bragg, is on now.
I think that they should stay with the federal model and move it more towards the Department of Defense model, which puts actual parents of the children in the area as teachers, administrators, and such, and moves the whole focus of the children to a more important on a personal level and a more important view on the actual children there. That way there's people who are involved directly with those children, and the children are actually performing better as a whole across the nation testing and such. We just got those numbers back, and it seems to work well, and there's a whole lot more accountability.
All right, so there's an idea. We're all about ideas here. 800-510-8255. Take a couple of more calls on this, and then we'll move into the area of another government shutdown. A potential exists for that. There's something that we'll go off on, I'm sure. Here's Chris, though, another teacher.
It was kind of interesting to listen to everybody this morning. Everybody has, they're quite accurate on their comments and how they see No Child Left Behind. But one thing I want to say is No Child Left Behind has kind of produced a bunch of kids that we treat them like they're a piece of technology. It's we spit information in, they spit it back, and a lot of it has to do with meeting these standardized tests. And it's kind of sad that teachers are so scrutinized, and every move we make is under a watchful eye of somebody, that we're not allowed to be creative anymore, and the kids aren't allowed to be creative.
All right. Let's take one more opinion. And, Greg, you're it in Wilmington. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Stephan. My name is Greg, and my standpoint is a sociology look at a cell and an individual and how they should take children at the age of five and put them out of the sociology cell of a home and put them into a school area like you would a college, excel from there. Because when you take influences from a child and just put them in an academic world, they are the best students of the world. And you can reflect on that by the Chinese and a few other countries.
What do you know about, help educate us, because I don't know what's going on in other countries. At least I'm not sure what's going on in China. So what do you know about what is going on there?
Yeah, well, the influence of society and home is no longer influenced upon a child. It's the influence of the cell, of the school, of academics. It's now the influence of a child at the age of five or six, depending on where they're at. Mm-hmm. But if you do the same area, and I'm not saying the Chinese have a brilliant idea upon this, but it's the influence of cells that create and develop a child. Influences at home, good or bad. Influence around the neighborhood, good or bad. That influences the child. You can have a great child and the child will become a rotten apple if it has bad influence.
It's the environment. You're right. The child grows up by what he or she observes at home. If you're a smoker, for example, your child is more likely to become a smoker than if you are not. If you're a drinker, if you use foul language, if you appreciate education, whatever it is that you do at home, that child is going to pick up on it, or whatever the influences are, and your environment at home is the most influential, at least with most people. So that's a good observation. Greg, thanks for your call, sir. Appreciate it. 800-510-8255 always connects with us no matter what the issue. In a moment, the issue changes to yet another potential for a government shutdown. So we'll get to that in just a matter of moments here on the countdown.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mammy jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mammy jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nursery room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As many of you know, or maybe some of you do not know, we are in a situation once again where we have this continuing resolution and it has to be voted on. And so the Republicans say they want more cuts in order to have the budget continue. And the argument is the usual. Here's host Joe Bartlett discussing the ramifications of this funding bill, which was passed on Friday, nixed by the Senate. It was passed in the House, nixed by the Senate.
House of Representatives has pushed through a $3.7 billion disaster aid measure, along with a stopgap spending bill.
The yeas are 219, the nays are 203.
The motion is adopted, and without objection, the motion reconsiders laid upon the table.
All right. The approval came after an embarrassing defeat Wednesday when Tea Party Republicans split with the party to vote down the bill. But even before the House vote, Democratic leaders in the Senate promised to reject the plan when it reaches their House. Majority Leader Harry Reid says the House plan is not an honest effort at compromise. And Senator Chuck Schumer says House Speaker John Boehner has been restricted by his party.
He can't move right because it risks government shutdown. He can't move left because the hardliners in his caucus don't want him to do what's right for the disaster victims.
Now, unless Congress acts by next Friday, much of the government will shut down, but Speaker Boehner says he won't let that happen.
There's no threat of government shutdown. Let's just get this out there.
More immediate threat, though, is the government's main disaster account will run out of money early next week. Spokesman for Boehner says the Senate should pass the House bill immediately because any political games will delay FEMA money that suffering American families need. Democrats in the Senate complain the Republicans are trying to jam them into accepting the bill.
All right, so you want to know how your tax dollars are being the business about funding this particular area, the disaster relief programs. I was at a wedding over the weekend and stayed at the wedding took place, a wonderful place up in Vermont, very expensive, $485 a night. And the hotel was filled mostly with people working for the Federal Emergency Management Group, the FEMA folks staying in a hotel that cost you, taxpayers, are paying $485 a night for people to stay in this luxury resort, when in fact there are plenty of other hotels, motels, places where you can stay that are neat and clean, that cost $140 a night, $125 a night, that sort of thing. So it's when I heard that, when the person in the hotel, I said, why wasn't there room for more people to stay here? Well, we have all these FEMA people here. Can you imagine? And this is the kind of stuff that drives everybody nuts with good reason. Here's Scott Wong from Politico.com explaining this bill that we're talking about.
As you probably know, early Friday morning, just after midnight, the House passed a short-term funding bill that included spending cuts that were not palatable for Democrats. Senate Democrats quickly voted to kill the bill, saying that anything the House sends over with spending offsets is dead on arrival. As of right now, we don't really know what the path to a compromise looks like. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he's invited the Republican leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker John Boehner to participate in negotiations with him over the weekend. We're not sure how fruitful those talks will be. We're not sure what kind of progress is going to be made, but both chambers were supposed to be on recess next week for Rosh Hashanah. We do know that the Senate will be back in session now for at least part of the week. Senator Reid has scheduled a vote for Monday evening on a Democratic funding bill that would keep spending levels at roughly the levels that Republicans have agreed to, but it would have none of these spending cuts that Republicans have demanded. And so, you know, things are really still up in the air. Republicans seem confident that they're going to be able to defeat Harry Reid's bill. So, again, a lot of questions are still unanswered as to how this is all going to be resolved. If you ask Democrats and Senator Reid, they're pretty confident they can get something through. If you ask Senator McConnell, he says Republicans are going to stand firm and reject this vote.
All right, 800-510-8255. What do you think the best course of action is, given the fact the story that I just told you is part of what the government is replete with? Big spenders spending your tax dollars. Maybe the Tea Party has something here. And they're on to government waste and fraud and abuse and want it stopped. And why shouldn't it stop? Why? Tell me why you think they're wrong, if you think they are. If you think they're right, 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving along now in our countdown to the presidential race, the Florida straw poll, which sees Herman Cain doing extraordinarily well. Here's Dave Brigg from Fox talking with Herman Cain after his victory in the Florida straw poll.
The big winner at Florida's straw poll yesterday, Herman Cain. A big upset, but some say it means nothing. In fact, Weekly Standard editor Bill Kristol saying, quote, voting for Herman Cain is voting essentially for none of the above. Straw poll winner and 2012 GOP presidential candidate Herman Cain joins us to respond. Good morning to you, sir. Neil Cavuto morning, essentially Dave. Said you are the Rodney Dangerfield of this field. No respect. Why are you being given no respect after a huge win? And congratulations to you on that.
Thank you. The reason is that the establishment still doesn't get it. First of all, the takeaway from Florida that we took away was, number one, the citizens' movement is more powerful than the establishment wants to give it credit for. So, yes, they keep treating me like the Rodney Dangerfield of this primary contest. Secondly, message is more important than money. Because I don't have a kajillion dollars, I don't have a war chest of a Perry or a Romney, they keep underplaying the fact that my message is resonating. My message of solutions, not just talking about the problems.
But
every time you...
But is the message that the GOP field is not satisfying the voters?
No. The message that I am putting out there is, here's how we boost this economy. Here's what we do about Social Security. Here's what we do about immigration. We all know what the problems are, and all of the candidates keep talking about the problems. I don't care what you call Social Security. I have put a proposal out there. It's called the Personal Retirement Account System. They talk about the fact that this economy is stalled. Yes, it is. That's why I put out a solution, my 999 plan. The fact that I am talking about specific solutions that to solve these problems is what's resonating with people. And the voters, the people out in the field are saying, we want to send a message to Washington, D.C. The establishment is not going to make this call. The people are going to make the call. And that's what you saw in that Florida straw poll yesterday.
But it's interesting, that message that's coming out. Say the Perry camp, for example, they say congratulations to Herman Cain. But this is really a loss for Mitt Romney. He's been campaigning in Florida 5 years and can't get traction. Rick Perry's been been there for 5 weeks. I can go on and on. I mentioned what Bill Kristol said. Rick Scott, who initially said the winner of the straw poll will win the nomination, he ran straight in the opposite direction away from those comments, essentially saying that this represents a challenging primary between our Republican candidates. Why is no one standing up and saying you are a serious contender, and are you?
I am a serious contender because of the people. Look, the Iowa straw poll, you could stack the deck.
Pretty interesting. This is turning out to be a pretty compelling situation. Here's talk host Lisa Ann Walter talking about Herman Cain's candidacy in light of Morgan Freeman's comments about people supporting Cain because of racist attitudes toward President Obama.
Herman Cain has won the Florida straw poll. Nobody saw that coming. They weren't really even paying attention to him that much. And then Morgan Freeman said that the people were using, or Tea Partiers were using Obama's, I guess, perceived failure is what he meant, as an excuse to be not like him, but really it was racist. I guess what he was saying is it increases racism in this country. It's not good for the country in terms of racism. But I don't know what he thinks the answer is, that black men shouldn't run. Here's something that people aren't saying, really, though, but that should be said. Is it that simple? And Herman Cain, by the way, I want to make this clear, came out and he hit back at Morgan Freeman for calling the Tea Party racist. He said that most of the people that are criticizing the Tea Partiers about having a racist element have never been to a Tea Partier. So Morgan Freeman said this, that Tea Partiers have the mentality of screw the country. We're going to do whatever we can to get this black man out of here. It is a racist thing. So Cain said he wasn't offended by Freeman's comments. He said name calling is something that is going to continue in this because they don't know how to stop this movement. This movement is making a big difference in politics. So, by the way, Rick Perry has said that Herman Cain would be the ideal running mate. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see it develop. But I think a lot of people, what they're not saying is that Obama's failure, if people perceive him as failing and decide to vote against, let's say, the Democratic Party, does that